Amid investigations into an alleged sexual assault in Aspen, there's a lot of concern about how to keep kids safe. An event hopes to shift the focus away from victims learning to protect themselves to addressing a culture that allows assault to happen in the first place. While Pitkin County and Aspen Police Department are investigating, Sheriff Joe DeSalvo said his department wanted to be proactive and help educate parents.
I don't think we've done real good on allowing women to report and feel safe on a national level, and maybe that's trickling down to a local level.
DeSalvo's department is promoting two Aspen events to teach parents about assault. One event, 10 Tips Every Parent Should Know to Protect Your Child from Sexual Abuse, hopes to combat that climate of silence. Megan Hurley, an expert in child sexual trauma, is leading the discussion, and she says it will teach parents how to bring up tough topics with their teenagers.
It's equally important to raise young men to not be offenders rather than trying to raise people on not being victims.
She believes the conversation surrounding sexual assault can be one-sided. It often focuses on what the victim could have done to avoid assault, from how they dress to how much alcohol they've consumed. But her talk won't just focus on how youth can protect themselves. It'll also instruct them on how to be respectful.
If we've raised our children to be really good, kind, caring person, and we see somebody in that vulnerable position, our first instinct is going to be, how can we help them?
To create empathetic young adults, Hurley says it's important to talk about what healthy sexual relationships look like and the importance of clear and enthusiastic consent.
No means no is as relevant as yes means yes.
In a community as close-knit as the Roaring Fork Valley, Hurley says victims of sexual assault likely know their assailant. And community pressure can make it hard to report assault. She says this is where parents come in.
To really help kids have an environment where they can come forward and tell their parents about what's happening.
She hopes that teaching parents how to talk to their kids about assault will help prevent it. And Sheriff DeSalvo agrees.
We need to change our culture a little bit, a lot.
And this conversation is just one step in that direction. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.